Pat has all of the details for College Goal Sunday. It is coming up, yes, you guessed it, this Sunday. Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Mike. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for showing up, because without you, I'd have no idea how any of this works. But College Goal Sunday, financial aid, college-bound students and families, this is very, very important information. Take it away, my great friend.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone about College Goal Sunday. I mean, this is an event that we've been having for the past 35 years. And it's really bringing together financial aid professionals across the state all on one day to help people get their applications for financial aid completed. And it's just really exciting. We have a location here in Bloomington at Ivy Tech out on Daniels Way. And we will open our doors around 1:30. We have volunteers here for a couple of hours. And they will just help people fill out that sometimes intimidating free application for federal student aid.
Now, Pat, when we talk about all this fun stuff that's going on, this is for folks who are getting ready to go to college. Is that our target audience for this Sunday?
Sure. The target audience is for anyone that's planning to go to college starting in the basically August or the fall semester of 2024. So we're helping people fill out the application for the 24-25 school year. But if someone is thinking, hey, I want to start school this March or this June, we can help them fill out the application that's current for this academic year also.
Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Well, why is this a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because we want to draw attention to it, because everybody that goes to college needs to fill this form out.
You know, they really are encouraged to do that. The application itself allows students to apply for all the federal grant programs, the state grant programs, and I think people should know that Indiana is fifth in the nation in providing assistance for our college-going students. And it also sets students up for things like work-study and student loans. So it's an all-encompassing application. It's free. It takes about 15, 20 minutes to fill out. And it's just an incredibly important application if people are looking for assistance to go to school.
Pat McCafferty is our guest today. She checks in from Ivy Tech. She's my FAFSA queen. She knows everything inside and out, up and down and all around. You talk about this being intimidating and perhaps time-consuming, but you have experts here. Let's make it less intimidating. What things do I need to bring with me, Pat, so this process isn't so daunting?
Sure. For the coming school year, your 2022 tax information is what we'll be using. So if you have your 2022 tax return that you would have done last April, if you have that, bring that with W-2s or 1099 forms. You'll also be asked, in most cases, to provide information about your current assets, like your cash and savings and checking accounts, maybe your investments that aren't related to retirement, property that's not your home, businesses and farm values. Those kinds of things are what we're going to need for the FAFSA. But Mike, the most important thing is that students and parents, if parents are required on the form, get a federal student aid ID. This is the kicker this year. All students and the parent that's signing the form needs an FSA ID, and they get that at FAFSA.gov.
So our government wants more paperwork for us to do. That's what you're telling me.
They actually want to streamline the process.
It makes sense. So you get one get one ID and you use it for the rest of time. So
rest of your life, it's going to be you. You use it to sign your FAFSA. You use it to make FAFSA corrections. You use it later on to apply for student loans. It becomes the identity that you have that's verified with the FAFSA and Department of Education. So it's really critical, and this year it's required that student applicants have one, and then if a parent is filling out a FAFSA, or two parents are, that the parents have FSA IDs as well. And this is where we're seeing a little bit of struggle when we're helping people fill out forms, is that they'll come in and they'll go, "I'm ready." And you're like, "Do you have your FSA ID?" And they go, "No.
I'm not that ready."
"I'm not ready." But that's okay. You can apply online and then complete at least part of the form while you're waiting for that FAFSA ID to get verified.
Pat McCafferty is our guest. College Goal Sunday is this Sunday, February 25th. It is throughout the state of Indiana, but our friends at Ivy Tech will have helpers there for you to answer all of these questions, put together these forms, guide you through the process. You talked about parents filling out a form there, or if the parents need an ID. I want to go back to that for a minute, just in case somebody caught that in mid-sentence. What kind of case would that be where you would the parent would need an ID to get this going?
Well, sure. The federal government actually defines who is a dependent student for financial aid purposes. And so this would be someone who is not 24 yet, who's not married, who does not have dependents, who is not an orphan or has been a ward of the court or has had a legal guardian, not a veteran. Anyone, if you qualify as independent, for those kind of criteria, you don't have to have parent information. But a lot of our high school seniors coming out, they're probably going to have parent information on the form. Maybe not all of them, because they might fit into some of those independent criteria.
Gotcha. So let's just make sure, again, we're trying to make this process easier for everybody. Go to studentaid.gov. And before you do this, you have to do that first. Now, the second point will be, what time do we get started at Ivy Tech coming up on Sunday?
Well, our volunteers from IU and Ivy Tech are going to be here around 1:30. And the event actually starts at 2, but we'll open the doors early because we know there are early birds out there. And we get people assigned to computer labs. We have the volunteers in those computer labs. And we start getting those processes started right around 2 o'clock.
Pat, do I need an appointment, or can I just come by, knock on the door, and you're ready to go?
You just come to the front entrance of Ivy Tech Bloomington at 200 Daniels Way, and you don't need an appointment. It's great. You walk in, we sign in, and you go upstairs to the computer labs.
And you get it rolling. You get your FAFSA form filled out. You've got your FSA ID with you. And the worst possible thing that could happen on Sunday, College Goal Sunday, is you win $1,000. How does that work?
Wow. Yeah. Statewide, the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association offers 5 $1,000 scholarships. So, and they're portable. They can go to any college university in the United States. It's not an Indiana specific award. And all you have to do is show up for College Goal Sunday, work with us a little bit, maybe get your FAFSA done, maybe get it partway done, and you fill out a survey, and you get entered right into the drawing for those scholarships. It's a great opportunity to get a little extra money for school.
That's it, folks. It is. That's the easiest part of the whole idea. You just pop in there, bam, and you're ready to go. Pat, I just moved here from out of state. I've only been here a couple of weeks, but I'm going to put down roots here and do this. Is that okay? Everybody's invited, right?
Oh, everybody is invited. Sure. And so one of the things I know we've always talked about in the past is that maybe you're a Bloomington resident, you live here in Bloomington, but this coming Sunday you're going to be in Lafayette for some reason. Okay, well, you can go to College Goal Sunday in Lafayette or Fort Wayne or Gary or Evansville. And maybe you're closer to Vincennes than you are to Bloomington, or you're closer to Terre Haute than you are to Bloomington. You can go to any site.
I can already see people sweating through the radio waves. I'm out of town this weekend. I already have plans. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to miss College Goal Sunday. I'm never going to go to college now. No, 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 no. Everybody calm down. Right, Pat?
No.
Everything's going to be okay.
It really will be. And that's the wonderful thing about working at Ivy Tech Community College is that it's all about community. So if a family can't come or a student can't come to College Goals Sunday, we can set them up with appointments with our office here in the financial aid office at Ivy Tech, get them on a computer out here in our enrollment center, and help them with their FAFSA. Even if they're not coming to Ivy Tech, that's okay. We just want to make sure people get their FAFSAs completed.
Get it?
And by April 15th.
That was my next question. So if you're if you're just out of town this weekend, or you're on vacation or whatever it may be, it's not the last chance saloon. We don't like to bring up those dates where it's the drop-dead date because, well, procrastinators will procrastinate. That's how that works, and you'll get confused with tax day and all the other fun things that happen around that time. So College Goals Sunday, this Sunday, 2 o'clock, Ivy Tech, West Daniels Way, right here in Bloomington. And, Pat, get that. Give me that address again online to get my ID so I have that when I show up and we can just streamline, fly right through this process.
Sure. For the FAFSA, FSA ID, go to studentaid.gov. All one word, studentaid.gov. And you'll be able to get your account set up there, get your FSA ID. And if you're coming on Sunday, you might want to start your FSA ID like today. That would be great.
that will get you ahead in the system.
If you don't have it, we still want you to come, and we still want you to get your FAFSA completed. We're going to help everybody get as far as we can, hopefully get those FAFSAs done on Sunday.
Sunday, this Sunday, February 25th, College Goal Sunday, 60 and partly cloudy for the forecast. How's that?
All right. Not I like bad. It.
This is still an indoor event, kids. You'll be fine. Pat McCafferty is our guest. She's the director of financial aid at Ivy Tech Community College. No reservations required, but it is Sunday. College Goal this Sunday. Pat, great job as always. And again, get your studentaid.gov. Get that ID card ready to go. You could win $1,000. You could do all this stuff. And if people are still nervous because they maybe caught just part of this interview, they can always give you a call, right?
They can. They can go to collegegoalsunday.org, or they can call us at 812-330-6160.
Excellent, Pat. Well, we really appreciate your time today, and I will make sure I remind everybody every show all week long to call you and come out and bug you guys on Sunday. Now, we said it started at 2. Tell me what time we'll wrap things up just so we have somebody walk in right when you're getting ready to close the doors.
Right. We ask that people try to get here by 3:30 at the latest because we do close the building at 4.
There you go. So get in, get out. You'll have plenty of helpers there. You're not going to wait very long. And the worst thing that could happen, you win $1,000 or you get grants or you get financial aid, all this great stuff that comes along with it. Great job as always. Good to hear from you again.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.